Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Basics of SQL for Data Querying. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of SQL in business intelligence, how to write basic SQL queries, and the fundamentals of select statements. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write simple SQL queries to extract and manipulate data effectively. Main content: introduction to SQL and its importance in BI. Structured query language, or SQL, is a powerful tool used for managing and manipulating relational databases. In the realm of business intelligence, BI, SQL serves as the backbone for data querying and reporting, allowing developers and analysts to access, analyze, and visualize data efficiently. Understanding SQL is essential because it enables you to retrieve meaningful insights from vast datasets, which can drive strategic decision-making within your organization. In this context, SQL helps you answer critical business questions, such as customer behavior, sales trends, and operational efficiency. The significance of SQL in BI cannot be overstated. By mastering SQL, you empower yourself to interact directly with the database, extract relevant information, and generate reports that can inform key business strategies. Consequently, SQL proficiency can lead to improved data literacy within your team and enhance overall business performance. For instance, a marketing team can use SQL to analyze customer demographics and tailor campaigns effectively, while finance teams can track expenditures and forecast budgets more accurately. Writing basic SQL queries. Now that we understand the importance of SQL in BI, let's delve into writing basic SQL queries. SQL queries are structured commands used to interact with a database. The most common SQL command is the select statement, which allows you to specify the data you want to retrieve. A basic SQL query typically follows this structure: select specifies the columns you want to retrieve. From indicates the table from which you are pulling the data. Where is optional and allows you to filter results based on specific conditions. For instance, if you have a table named and you want to retrieve the names and email addresses of customers who live in New York, your SQL query would look like this. This query will return only the names and email addresses of customers who reside in New York, demonstrating how SQL enables you to filter and extract specific information from your database. Similarly, if you wanted to find customers from California, you would simply change the condition. Understanding select statements, the select statement is the cornerstone of SQL queries. It allows you to define what data you want to see and how you want it presented. Let's break down the components of a select statement further. Selecting all columns. If you want to retrieve all columns from a table, you can use the asterisk wildcard. For example, this command will return all data from the table. Aliasing columns. To make your results more understandable, you can rename columns using the AS keyword. For example, this will return the same data but with more user-friendly column headings. Sorting results. You can sort the results of your query using the order by clause. For example, to sort customers by their names in alphabetical order, the ASC keyword sorts the results in ascending order, while desk would sort them in descending order. Limiting results. To limit the number of results returned, you can use the limit clause. For instance, if you only want the first 5 customers, these components of the select statement allow you to tailor your queries to meet specific data requirements, making your data retrieval efforts more efficient and effective. Additionally, you can combine these elements to create more complex queries. For example, to select customers from New York and limit the results to 5, you would write, "This query not only filters the customers by city but also limits the output to the first 5 results," showcasing the flexibility of SQL in data querying. Conclusion. In this lesson, we discussed the fundamentals of SQL and its critical role in business intelligence. We explored how to write basic SQL queries and the intricacies of the select statement, which serves as a powerful tool for extracting and manipulating data. By mastering these concepts, you are now better equipped to access and analyze data, enhancing your decision-making capabilities within your organization. In the upcoming lessons, We will continue to build on these foundational skills, diving deeper into more advanced SQL functionalities. Reflection questions: how can SQL help you in your current role to make more informed business decisions? What types of data queries would you find most beneficial in your day-to-day operations? Reflect on a time when you needed data for a project. How could SQL have streamlined that process?